Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We are approaching the conclusion of round 3 of the Grand Debate. The following 6 chapters, Job 26 to 31, are Job's last effort to answer his critics, make his appeal to God, and find any sense in the broken shards of his shattered life. Apart from his direct interactions with God, we are coming to the point where we read, quote, "The words of Job are ended," chapter 31, verse 40. But now to chapter 26. In his final sally, Bildad may have avoided Job's discussion topics, but he certainly inspired Job to launch out in a similar vein. However, Job speaks not about man's immorality, as Bildad did, but of his incapacity. How much we all need the Lord. He may be addressing his 3 friends, or Bildad in particular, but the questions should really be posed heavenward. Quote, "How have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words? And whose spirit came from you?" Job 26, verses 2 to 4. That's not just Job. That's all of us. Powerless and clueless. Even if we had the strength, we wouldn't know what to do with it. If we had the wisdom, we would have no idea how to accomplish it. So looking to other powerless and wisdom-deprived men is no solution. Without the aid of His words and His spirit, we lie prostrate, with Mount Inscrutable looming over us, and see impossible spread out before us. Paul gives the simple equation, without God equals without hope, Ephesians 2 verse 12. And the need doesn't change once we've been saved. As the Lord Jesus explained to his disciples, quote, "Without me you can do nothing," John 15 verse 5. But with his life flowing through us, the possibilities are endless.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.